Well, Maxi, the 101 Championship begins on Wednesday night. Your old foes, Cavan, the opposition. Before we talk about that game, how has preparations gone? And tell us a little bit about this 2015 Under-21 team.
Preparations have been okay. They've been mixed. You know, we wouldn't be overly happy. We've been very unfortunate with the weather, probably more than anything. You know, we would have had probably three or four more challenge matches played at this time last year, but we were just very, very unfortunate. Every time we had a game, it seemed to clash with periods of bad weather, and we lost, as I say, three or four matches to that. So it's that's been problematic, and it's been disappointing. And, you know, possibly we would have definitely have preferred to have played a couple more games. But look, it is what it is, and, you know, situated where we are situated and having fellas spread around the country so much, it's you just can't pull them together at the, you know, willy-nilly at the last minute. You have to plan the stuff out, and unfortunately when things don't go to plan, then you aren't able to, you know, to reschedule these things at short notice either. So but look, other teams are, I suppose, are affected by the weather too. We're not unique to that situation. So from that perspective, we're probably not as maybe well prepared in terms of games as we would have liked, but look, training has gone well. You know, we've got a massive commitment from the boys, and you know, they've really put their shoulder to the wheel, and look, we're looking forward to Wednesday. I think we're in good enough shape.
And talk to me about the panel. You know, you've been in the last two finals.
Yeah, we have, you know, and some of the boys have been with us for those three finals. The two McHughes are involved.
Ryan
and Owen. Yeah, they played. Although Ryan missed the final in 2013, he played a couple of minutes. He was injured from the semi final, and he didn't really play in that match. But you know, he's been there. Connor Park's been there. Willie Gillespie's been there. Those are all fellas now who've progressed onto the senior squad. Daryl O'Connor, as a minor, played in the 2013 campaign as well. So look, there's a sprinkling of experienced players there. We have we've also fellas like Kieran Thompson, who would have played last year. Joe Call was our goalkeeper last year. He's still there, and we've quite a few of last year's panel, you know, still knocking about. And then, you know, we're fortunate we've got a great influx from last year's minor team, superbly talented and grounded and educated bunch of footballers, the best minor group that I've ever had come into the group in the 5 or 6 years I've been involved. So from that perspective, you know, that we're happy with the squad we have, and you know, there's an awful lot of talent there, and if they can just bring it out now on Wednesday night.
And who are the minors that have stepped up this year?
Well, Owen Bangalter from Killybegs has been very good, very impressive. Stephen McBrady from Kilcar, you know, everybody knows the talent that Stephen has. Connor Morrison from St Unions, you know, on the back of a good campaign with St Unions at the tail end of last year, he's very much involved. And I think there's about 12 or 13 in total. Cian Mulligan from Gidor, Kieran Gillespie from Gidor, Niall Freel, they're all involved. Kayla McGonigal from Buncrana, Tony McLennan from Moville, you know, is a really important player for us, and you know, a fellow that I would have very high hopes for in the future. I think he's definitely got the cutting of a senior player looking at him at this stage. So with all that in mind, we've assembled a good squad, a squad that we're very happy with. And you know, I know it's a big challenge playing Cavan. They're a, you know, very experienced outfit, and you know, they hold no fear of us. So it's a great occasion to look forward to the boys, and a great opportunity, you know, for them to put their wits against probably the, you know, the standard bearers in Ulster at the minute.
Yeah, because Cavan have dominated, what is it, four of the last Under-21 in a row, and what, have beaten you in a couple of finals?
Yeah, this is their fifth final in a row. They've been in five finals. The last time they lost a game in Ulster was when Donegal beat them in 2010, and the team inspired by Michael Murphy and Leo McLoon. So they've gone on an unbelievable run. It's a fantastic achievement in this day and age, and you know, this year's team are equally capable. Coming to Balbuffet is a big task for them. They've beaten us in the last two finals, so the old saying goes, familiarity breeds contempt. So there's a fair rivalry developed at this stage, and we you know, as I say, we were really looking forward to it, and I've no doubt they are too.
Yeah, and in terms of preparations, you said obviously they were hindered, but you did get some challenge games played, did you?
Yeah, we got a couple played towards the end of January and early February. Usually the 2 week break in the National League is a big period for under 21 teams. They tend to get a real handle on their preparation at that stage, but we were severely hampered then too because the county team were away on their team holiday, so you know we're without the nucleus of our spine of our team that week as well, so you know that was also unfortunate. But look, we're not overly disappointed. You know, you would have rather had the couple of games, but you know we got the games. We played the Dubs, and you know at the end of January we played Cork around that time too. We had a real ding dong battle with Armagh. So you know we haven't been too badly.
And I know you can never go by results of 121 games, but how do they go?
We didn't lose any of them. I think we got two draws and a victory. But as I say, at that stage, the Dublin game was played without county players on both sides. It was the weekend that the senior team were up in the National League. So I suppose challenge matches at that level are about introducing the new players, I suppose the minors coming through to under 21 level. You know, it's a big step up from minor. The physicality of it is hugely different. You know, you've got the age of an under county player is getting younger and younger all the time. So you know, lots of teams have lots of county senior teams have players around the age 20, 21, 22. So they're reaching physical maturation at that stage as well, so they're as big then as they're going to be, some of them, and it's a big step up physically. And I know from talking to the minors, that's the one thing that they have, you know, found most daunting was the step up and physicality, and you know the pace of the game and the intensity. So that's what the challenge matches are about, trying to give them a flavour and a taste for that.
Cavan, as we said, have dominated Ulster at under 21, won the championship last year. Do you know if they've many of last year's team, or have you seen them at all?
Yeah, they played in the Hastings Cup, so that's something that we don't play in. So I had a chance to watch them then, but again, it's early doors. They're very experienced outfit. They have, I think they have 10 or 11 of the team that played against us last year, so the vast majority are still available. Yes, they would have lost a couple of key players, the likes of Conor Moynihan and Darren McVitie, who you now see playing for their senior team, but they still have Jerry Smith, their captain this year, the fabulous player. He played in the 2013 final against us. I think he made a good man of the match at wing back. He was excellent. Another big guy, Michael Argue, that people will know, he's been playing for the senior team for the last 2 or 3 years. You know, huge big man and very talented, very good right foot, and a very dangerous player. They have a couple of younger players, a guy, Tom Hayes, you know, really, really good prospect, has played in the McKenna Cup for them already this year. And then they have a number of guys that are playing Sigerson football. They have a Connor Madden, Enda Flanagan, Kieran Brady. They have a hugely experienced outfit as well, and you know, as I say, they'll have no fear coming to Balbuffet. It's making it a very, very good game.
And I know what, we're 4 days out. Have you 5 days out? Have you put pen to paper yet? Have you named a team?
No, we haven't named a team. We have a few guys that are struggling with injury. That we're hoping will clear up. You know, probably nobody is out as such, but there's a few guys that are carrying knocks, and you know, hopefully the next couple of days we'll see them.
And obviously you'll be watching Tralee closely tomorrow as well, because you have a couple in action probably.
Yeah, we do indeed. You know, that's a big one. Hughie and Ryan will be down in Tralee, and you know, just fingers crossed they come through, because I say they're those guys are, you know, they're critical. Ryan's our captain, and he's a massive player for us. So look, we're just hoping that they come through.
Big hurdle, but one you can overcome.
Yeah, very much so. The group has been together. Majority of the group has been together now. This is the second year for most of them, and the third year for some. So, and as I said earlier, the old saying, familiarity breeds contempt, and you know, we definitely feel we owe this Cavan team one, and we feel we're very, very capable of it. You know, a couple of years ago we went on to play Tyrone, and they were all Ireland champions from the minor team previous to that, and you know, they were, you know, odds on favourites, and you know, we came under the radar, and you know, we have a great display that night, and you know, and I feel we're probably in a similar situation this year. No one gives us a chance, and you know, the Cavan are the bookies' favourites by a long shot.